Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Jones. Pitching for the New York Mets, Randy Jones. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Manuel. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Carter moves to third. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is walked intentionally. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers takes first base on ball four. Carter scores. Parrish moves to third. Spear moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish scores. Spear moves to third. Rogers moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Manuel hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manuel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Jones moves to third. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozzilli. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Raines takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Mukie Wilson pinch hits for Randy Jones. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to third. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel misplays the ball. That's an error on Manuel. Flynn scores. It's 4-1, Expos. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter fires to first and picks off Youngblood. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Houseman now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kingman hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Staub moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 2 in the game. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman pinch hits for Tom Houseman. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Youngblood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dyer Miller now pitching. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manuel takes first base on ball 4. Rogers moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Staub reaches second base with a double. Tavares goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Expos. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 3 in the game. Mozzilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozzilli. The throw from Carter and he is out, Manuel applying the tag. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-3 in the game. Trevino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trevino moves to second. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Dyer Miller. Bill Lee now pitching. John Stearns pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. Trevino moves to third. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.